Sandow.com.
My name is Damian Sandow, and I am here to help all of you. As your intellectual savior, I can no longer stand idly by and watch as you, the unwashed masses, plunge further into the bowels of your own inadequacies and shortcomings.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
No, no, no! This is supposed to be about me! This was supposed to be the greatest night of my life! And not only will I be the champion, but I will be the face of the WWE!
Featuring Sir Rockin.
Let me tell you something, you self-righteous little puke. I am an A-plus player. I always have been, and I always will be.
And Lindsay Ward.
I have shattered glass ceilings. I have broken down doors. I have done more in 1 year than all of you have done in your entire collective careers.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Behold the King, the King of Kings. On your knees, dog. All hail, bow down to the King.
And here we are for the Raw Post Show, live across the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network, which you can be heard on wildtalkradio.com, pwmania.com, thanks to memlanepromo.com to be the sponsor. You can also hear us live on TuneIn Radio just by searching out Wild Talk Radio Network. It means you can listen to it on your smartphone or your tablet, you know, that sort of thing. It works for both Android and, you know, all the iTechnology. There's your shills out of the way. I am Sir Rockin, joined as always by @LinsWood.
And Boo Boo wins with a sick finish, and now he's talking. Hello!
We will get into the sick finish from Boo Boo and all the other stuff that went down on Monday Night Raw. And last week on Raw, we were told there would be a guest star. And that guest star, ladies and gentlemen, was the one and only Betty White.
Dude, you should have come in with the Golden Girls thing.
I should have, but I got the next best thing. It's Betty White, right here, right now.
Oh, yes. A Betty White chant.
I can't possibly tell you how thrilled I am to be a guest here on Monday Night Raw.
Now, Betty, what are we going to do tonight?
I'm going to kick some ass!
And if you don't believe that Betty White will do that...
She will indeed kick your ass.
She's so cute!
Can't but not love Betty White.
I'm trying to decide who was the better guest host, her or Bob Barker. They're both kind of on the same level.
Yeah, I would. I think if we had a little bit more Betty, she would be number one.
Yeah.
But we'll get into more of Betty as the night goes on. But that's how Raw opened, and then out came the Authority, Triple H, and Stephanie. Stephanie was all hugs for Betty White, and Triple H was all smiles and that stuff, and the stare down between Big Show and Hunter was tremendous. Big Show went from all happy to very, very serious, while Hunter's just there with a big, joyful grin on his face. It's tremendous.
Nice tease. Very nice tease.
Yes, it was. Hunter said he would like to clarify some confusion from last week. Hunter basically said, you know, Daniel Bryan jumped into business for himself. He said if Bryan beat Orton last week, they would reconsider Bryan as the new face of WWE, but they were also considering Sheamus, Antonio Cesaro, Christian, and even John Cena. Basically, they were, you know, hyping this match, and then out came Randy Orton. Stephanie said before Orton could talk, are you seriously doing this again? Steph said that she highly recommends that Orton head to the back to the locker room and prepare for the main event tonight. Orton ignored her, saying he has been doing some thinking. He said he needs to apologize for his actions. He seems to be apologizing every week, but that's what any good heel does, apologizes before he does something wrong. Orton says he's not apologizing to his people, but he's apologizing to Steph and Hunter. Orton said he's been childless, selfish, and foolish. He said if he gets what he wants, he has to give them what they want, and Orton vowed to be the Viper starting tonight when he beats John Cena again. Steph said that all sounds fantastic, but how can they trust him? Orton said this is coming from his heart as the fans started to chant for Daniel Bryan. Steph asked Orton if he's feeling the pressure with everyone talking about Daniel Bryan. Orton, you know, they were talking about how this was the same arena where it all began. Orton said they stood here united at that time. He wants to make good on the trust put in him. He said he wants to be on Kelly and Michael, appear on cereal boxes. He wants to be the face of WWE, not just in the ring, but out of the ring. Not just the chamber opponents, not Batista, but he is the face of WWE. And then out came the little fiery goat, Daniel Bryan. The crowd chanting, yes, 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 as Daniel Bryan came down to the ring. Stephanie said she doesn't like being interrupted by both Orton and now Daniel Bryan. Steph said everyone will need to make an appointment with their director of operations, Kane. Bryan said the problem is Kane is nowhere to be found except when he's doing their bidding. But last week, Kane failed because he beat Randy Orton. Orton was frustrated by all this. Bryan said this week, he wants to face Kane right here tonight.
I'd just like to add in before you continue, if everybody's going to be making appointments with Kane, then he's going to need a secretary. I totally volunteer.
Just waiting for that. Steph said she and Hunter do not condone what Kane did last week, but Kane is on administrative leave this week, and well, he has a strongly worded letter in his file right now, reprimanding him. Bryan said, that sounds harsh, then asked who is evaluating their performances. Bryan says it's arrogance and stupidity. Responded by kissing butt to the sorry, saying basically he will lead WWE to the future and Bryan needs to kiss the ground they walk on. Bryan said they all know that Orton really, really likes Stephanie. He remembered when Orton handcuffed Hunter to the ropes and kissed Stephanie. Orton was being pissed and asked Hunter for the word because he will punt Bryan's head all the way back to Seattle.
No. Before you continue, Stephanie's face when Bryan brought that up, priceless.
Yeah, it was.
It was priceless.
Hunter stepped in and said basically, well, tonight in this very ring, Daniel Bryan will face no one. Because what's best for business is to give Daniel Bryan the night off. Bryan then led the crowd in a thunderous no chant. And that's how the segment ended.
Hold on.
Hold on. I'm being told. Hold on. But yeah, this was a really, really good segment to start off the show.
Oh, this was a fantastic segment to start off the show. This was great. I love that you have Orton humbling himself before the authority because he's realized potentially that he's not going to get what he wants by being a jackass.
Nope.
So it's something of, he's got to play by Hunter and Steph's rules to get what he wants, or they're going to continue to be jerks to him and punish him, at least in his eyes, even though they're just making him do his job.
Correct.
I liked the use of Hunter and Steph. I thought it was good. And I liked that... I like the use of Brian. I thought Brian was very good. I like that, you know, they brought up the fact that Kane had been formally reprimanded according to corporate standards. That it wasn't, oh, we're going to make Kane wrestle, you know, the Great Khali as punishment. They actually, you know, formally reprimanded him and placed him on administrative leave, all of this in quotations, as that would be befit any corporate executive that had done that. Which I have to applaud. It's like, yay for consistency.
Yes, and imagine on the Michael Cole and Triple H interview segment, he was investigating the story. His office was investigating it. And that's what happened.
Yep. So it was a really great opening segment. It was a nice setup for what happened later in the show on all counts. Very well done.
Yes. Yes, it was. Up next is our opening contest of the evening. Rey Mysterio, Cody Rhodes, and Goldust against the Wyatt family. Good match.
Great match. Very physical, as always, with the Wyatts.
Very physical, as always, but this was not the most physical match of the night, which we'll get into later. But yeah, this was a really good match. Rey Mysterio was all dressed in Laker colors, trying to get the cheap pop. The Wyatts got a nice ovation from the crowd when they came out. Yeah, this was good stuff. And the finish was really, really well done. There was one spot where Cody dove over the top rope and almost missed Bray Wyatt because Bray Wyatt wasn't Cody jumped over before Bray was even looking up, so he almost, like, overshot Bray before he could get his head up. But he got his head up just in time, caught him, and but then got tossed into the guardrail, which kind of hurt because Eric Rowan is not gentle by any means.
No, he's really not. No, this was a really nice match. The Wyatts looked really strong. They kept Cody and Goldust and Ray looking good as well.
Ray looked really good in this one.
He did. He looked very good in this one. I mean, they're obviously making an effort to make everybody in the matches look good, especially the Wyatt family, considering the fact that they have a match with a Shield, an Elimination Chamber, and then Bray Wyatt is going on to face Mr. You Can't See Me at WrestleMania. So
yeah, there was a nice spot where at one point Bray ducked the 619, got out of it. Then the second one hit Harper, but before that he hit the 619 on Harper. Bray tucked himself in, so the 619 was hit. Bray enters the ring right away, grabs Rey Mysterio right away, hits Sister Abigail, and a nice finish for the 1-2-3.
That was great. That was really well done. I mean, bravo, boys, bravo. Very well done. I mean, just a good, enjoyable match all the way around. It's kind of funny because you mentioned the ovation they got.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you that remember, Bray Wyatt made his In-ring debut, that was the word I was looking for, thank you, at Staples Center,
mm-hmm,
at SummerSlam, in a Ring of Fire match.
Yep.
And nobody knew what to make of him then, but, well,
look where the man has come in 6 months.
Right? Kind of awesome. Kind of awesome. Baby's come a long way.
He has taken some nice steps along the way. Bray Wyatt then picked up the microphone, basically cut a promo, basically to sum it up, the Shield will fall just in time for his next game to begin.
Yeah, I'd just like to add on behalf of the fangirls, nobody let Bray cut a promo after his matches ever again. We don't need to hear him all tired and breathless. That just gives us the wrong idea. I mean, seriously, just don't do that to the fangirls. That's just not nice.
But now you can put that on. I mean, my thing. I'll be good. I'm going to be good.
Hey, I'm not the one that brought it up. I'm just, you know, putting it out there for all my fangirl friends that, you know, somebody said it. I'm just putting it out in the universe.
You're not going to call that person out?
It was Other Sam.
Okay. Just making sure. You know.
My sister in cause, man. You know, she was the one that said they shouldn't do that. But you know, it's like, well, I'll take it if they're gonna do it. So,
as I now read the thing on Tumblr. Anyway, so there you go. Wyatt's with a very nice promo. We get hype for tonight's main event, John Cena. And Randy Orton, we had a nice video package about Roman Reigns' big, impressive performance at the Royal Rumble. And this radio is not PG, just for those tuning in for the very first time. We are not PG on this program. Just putting that one out. Though we don't really curse, but, you know, PG-13. Anyway, moving on. We go backstage. And for the first time, like, I think ever, the Shield, well, gets interviewed.
And Roman Reigns had the line that broke the entire WWE Universe female fan base, and probably some of the male fan base, too. He looked at Renee Young,
because
he broke Renee Young.
Hold on. We have the audio.
Oh, shit.
Roman, we just saw highlights from your historic night at the Royal Rumble, but now you, Seth, and Dean face perhaps your biggest challenge in the Wyatt family in the six-man tag match at the Elimination Chamber. And the Wyatt family's actually had some pretty harsh words for you guys lately. Do you have a response to that?
Baby girl, actions always speak louder than words. Remember that.
You hear all the girls
Wyatt's
screaming in the background.
Just speaking riddles. Mm-hmm. Renee, we don't. We speak in absolutes.
As in, we will absolutely destroy the Wyatt family at Elimination Chamber.
Dean, on another topic, there's actually been some talks lately about the fact that you haven't defended your United States Championship in quite some time. Do you have a comment on that?
So am I supposed to just pull United States Championship matches and contenders out of thin air? Is that what I'm supposed to do? You know how this works? Do you have any idea how much paperwork goes into something like that?
What are you talking about, man? What kind of champion do you want to be?
I resent that. All right? The bottom line is there's nobody in this company with the guts to try and step up and take this away from me. I'll prove it tonight. I'll put out an open challenge. Tonight, U.S. title on the line. Anybody who wants to step up, I will remind the world that I am a champion.
All right, react.
Roman, that's not nice to do to your fangirls, number one. Just, you know, pointing that out. But it was an awesome line. But this was a curious segment.
Oh, really?
Because, as you mentioned, this is one of the very few times we have seen the Shield interviewed. Every time the Shield do a promo, they always do it from an undisclosed location, backstage, and they hold the camera. This is actually, I think you were right, the first time that they've been formally interviewed outside of Michael Cole by someone.
Right.
It was just, it was curious because I think it actually killed a little bit of the mystique.
Little bit, but
because it's like, oh hey, look, it's the Shield. Why are they just, you know, randomly hanging around backstage talking to Renee Young? Because it's like you have this idea of where the Shield goes.
I will say this though, to keep the mystique up, they didn't do it at the Raw set.
No, they didn't do it at the Raw set. It was somewhere random backstage. I will say that
she went and found them, so that's a positive.
That's a positive, yes. Renee Young went and found them. But it's just, still, it's, I don't know. It was, I guess I wanted the area to be a little bit moodier or to line up with kind of what they've been doing, but that's just me.
That being said, there are a lot of teases. And for everyone who says the WWE does not listen to the internet, this storyline with Dean Ambrose about the U.S. title is clearly with the internet.
Yeah, everybody's been pointing out online that Ambrose hasn't defended in quite some time. And, well, WWE listen, and now they're going to make him defend. Everybody happy now?
But, yeah, this was a really good promo. The tension between Roman and Dino are evident.
It's building.
Backstage, the cast of the Total Divas were with Betty White. Vicky Guerrero then walked in to the shot, and basically with they were talking with Betty and talked about the Lifetime show, which is off the rockers. Something like that. It's on Lifetime. Check it out. The New Age Outlaws basically interrupted and, well, said they you know, they were worried about someone's going to pull a prank on Betty White, and, well, they're going to protect her. And by doing so, they're going to have some tea.
Yeah, it was your basic, you know, okay, well, here's a real reason why Betty White's here. We're going to plug her show.
I just like the fact that the New Age Outlaws are going to have tea with Betty White.
Right, and I liked how she was checking them both out. Was I the only one, and I probably was, that kept thinking back to when DX invaded the CNN Center all those years ago with Billy picking up, with Billy Hunter and all the gang picking up old ladies at the CNN Center?
Didn't think of it then, I think of it now.
That's all I could see. Was just that moment where Hunter's got these two old ladies on his arms, and they're joking with him, going, "You know, these are the only kind of chicks he can get." And Hunter goes, "At least I can get chicks."
up next in our second contest of the evening, Santino Marella takes on Fandango.
Solid match.
Emma was in the corner of Santino. They had a funny promo on the app where every time the Byron Saxton, or I think it was Byron, the other Phillips guy, Tom Phillips, something like that, was interviewing Emma. She said, Santino, and he would give some long explanation. It's very funny. Fandango wins with the leg drop from the top rope. Backstage, Byron Saxton was talking with Sheamus. Byron asked Sheamus about teaming with Christian tonight 2 weeks before the square off in the chamber. Sheamus said he respects him as a competitor and doesn't have a problem teaming with him tonight. He may ask him to join him for a pint after the match. He's an Irishman and a Canadian walking into a bar on a Hollywood Boulevard. Sounds like the start of a really bad joke. But, you know, then he got serious about the chamber pay-per-view, as it is his last chance to headline WrestleMania. He vowed to do whatever necessary to reach that goal.
Solid promo.
Then we came back from break. Christian was on the way to the ring. They had a little promo with him, saying that maybe he could be the face of the WWE, and he was really beat up, and, yeah.
Yeah, no offense to Christian, but, yeah, he looked really beat up and really worn down, and you can tell the dude's a new dad.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Poor guy, he's probably not getting much sleep except on the road. Nope. So
probably not, no.
But yeah, he looked really, really exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
And the black eye didn't help.
No, the black eye didn't help at all. But Christian and Sheamus took on the real Americans in what was a really physical battle.
Oh, God! Sheamus and Cesaro went at it.
They were clubbering.
I kind of want to see a singles match now between Sheamus and Cesaro. Really, kind of want to see it.
I think we may get it at some point. But
like, I'm looking forward to actually seeing these two in the chamber and seeing what they can do, because, yeah.
They stiff uppercuts, stiff forearms, just pounding the crap out of each other's chest. Christian and Swagger were hard-hitting as well, but Sheamus and Cesaro, yeah, they had fun beating the crap out of one another.
Something tells me they went a little old school on each other.
Mm-hmm. With a bro kick to Swagger, Sheamus picked up the victory for his team. Really, really good match. High energy, physical, very good.
Yeah, this is a great match. If you get a chance to go back and watch it, I would highly recommend it.
Backstage, Renee Young talked to John Cena. He plugged the WWE Network and talked about how these two men have dominated WWE for a decade, but change is coming. Cena said the audience is getting behind the other stars, including Daniel Bryan, the Wyatt family, and The Shield. Cena vowed to close his rivalry with Randy Orton tonight. I will beat him right in the middle of the ring. 1, 2, 3. Cena said the statement goes to the Wyatt, Cesaro, Bryan, or The Shield. He said if they want to be the future of WWE, they will have to go through him to get it. Dum dum dum. The tease begins.
The tease begins between the Wyatt family and Cena.
Up next, unless you have anything else to add to that, no.
No, it's just it was a nice tease. They're doing a really nice job of subtly moving things forward for WrestleMania without being blatantly obvious.
Both Bray and Cena subtly hinted at a match. Subtle.
Which was very nice.
It was. In a really, really quick match, Alberto Del Rio, Dolph Ziggler.
It was very quick. Poor Ziggles
is correct. Del Rio wins after a standing sidekick. With a 1-2-3 after the match, Del Rio went after Dolph Ziggler, put on the cross arm breaker. Referee tried to get him out, but out came Batista in his wrestling gear as he ran to the ring. The fans booed at first, but he really won him over as he started to beat up Alberto Del Rio. He cleared off the announce table and delivered a Batista bomb right through the table.
That was a nice spot.
Very nice little brawl between the two, and Batista gets his hands on Del Rio and puts him right through the table, which the crowd loved. Good stuff.
Nice building for what's to come.
Yes, it is, and we'll get to what's to come between them in a second. We had a hype video for the WWE Network with the Bella Twins as flight attendants.
This was really creative.
It was very, very creative. It was funny. Go out of your way to find it. I believe it's on their YouTube page. I'm not going to play it for you guys tonight, but yeah. Because it's very visual. But it made me chuckle.
Well, basically what they're doing is, you know, they fly a lot. We all know they fly a lot. I know Delta has it. And I know a couple other international airlines have it. But they have the video safety video.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to the flight attendants doing it by hand and, you know, over the speakers, the plane's, you know, heading to the runway. You know, Delta has a chick that they call Delta Leaner, at least they used to, that would give the safety instructions. And that's pretty much what they were spoofing. So, I got a kick out of it.
It was funny. I laughed. I don't think I was supposed to laugh, but I laughed.
You know, honestly, I think you were. It was something of... It worked. It totally worked.
It did. It really did. If you didn't know how to use the network, now you did. We came back from break. Backstage, Batista was, you know, kind of upset. Triple H approached Batista. He said Batista, he can't have Batista going off like he did just it on Del Rio, but Batista said he deserved it. Hunter said that might be the case, but this is a publicly traded company now. It's been a publicly traded company.
Wasn't it publicly traded when Batista was there the first time?
Yeah, it was. It's been that way for 14 years. But, anyway, that's besides the point. He said Batista's trying to fit him into what's best for business. And Batista said Del Rio's the business. Hunter then booked Batista in a match against Del Rio at Elimination Chamber, which Batista said, good. Hunter said, he's just looking out for him, and Batista basically pointed out, things sure have changed around here. So there's some tension between the two.
Well, I mean, it's to be expected. Hunter's not nearly as badass or rebellious as he once was.
Mm-hmm.
You could say that the degenerate has now conformed and become really the man that he almost swore he would never be all those years ago.
The degenerate is a corporate figure.
Yes. So, very interesting.
Up next at this point, it is time for the Hall of Fame announcement. And going into the 2014 Hall of Fame class is the one, the only...
Gee, didn't some award-winning radio show...
You can talk about it.
Didn't some award-winning radio show have a conversation about this?
I think they did. I think this show called The Rack?
Didn't we call this?
I think we did. I think we had a whole little conversation about it on Thursday night. You can go back at Wild Talk Radio and RackRadioShow.com and listen to our lengthy conversation about it.
But anyway, big congratulations to Lita. Definitely deserved.
And to the person in our chat room who says stop the shameless shilling, no.
Have you ever listened to our shows before? That's what we do. That's who we are. We are nothing if not shameless shills.
Right? But again, you can go back and listen to what we talked about as we had a nice lengthy discussion about Lita going into the WWE Hall of Fame, as she was the one we thought would go in next for as a female into the Hall of Fame. Just want to point that one out. So hopefully user 96380 understands that you can go to wildtalkradio.com and rackradioshow.com and listen to that awesome discussion.
Yes. You can also go to, you know, wildtalkradio.com and rackradioshow.com and listen to all our other archives, including our fantastic interviews that we've done.
with the likes of who, you say?
Oh, I don't know. You know, The Miz, who we forgot to mention during the Fandango match.
Yeah, he came out and was disgruntled again.
We talked to, well, Arianne Andrews, a.k.a. Cameron. Mm-hmm. We've talked to, well, Lita's BFF and an inductee of the 2013 Hall of Fame class, Trish Stratus, a couple times.
And wasn't she the one who said Lita deserved to go in the Hall of Fame next?
She did.
And didn't that interview win an award?
I distinctly remember, you know, Trish Stratus and The Miz both winning some kind of, you know, like, editor's choice interview of the year, male and female, respectively, something like that, you know, from those awesome people over at WrestlingRadioAwards.com, and, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Oh, yeah, we talked to that Canadian guy. Y2J, that was it.
Yeah.
And all those interviews can be found on our website and wildtalkradio.com. Check it out right now.
Yeah.
See, we're shameless shills. Happy now for more shameless shilling, sir or ma'am, whoever you may be.
Actually, you know what? Speaking of Canadians, didn't a Canadian return this week?
A Canadian did return this week to this popular webcast called Wrestle Talk Radio, heard Sunday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern and 11 p.m. Eastern on pay-per-view nights.
Ooh.
And didn't we interview the Canadian as well on our show, The Rack, Thursday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern?
We did, but the subject matter seems to escape me at the moment.
Yeah, I don't remember what we talked about, but we did interview him at one point. So, you can go to rackradioshow.com and wildtalkradio.com for all that. Got it? Cool. Now I'm waiting for a message at some point to stop shilling and move on with the show.
Oh, and click the ads.
Yeah. There you go.
We can't tell you to click the ads, you know, directly, because that's wrong, but if your finger just happens to slip and you just happen to click on an ad, well, we would be totally okay with that.
There you go.
Hey, look, we got fired.
Yeah, but, yeah, I don't think that one counts, though. Anyway, if you want a good shrimp recipe, contact Tim Stein at tim.stein@wrestletalkradio.com. Anyway, moving on, he says.
Where the hell were we?
Lita's going into the Hall of Fame. That's where we were.
Go, Lita. Congratulations to her. Like I said, definitely well-deserved, well-earned. I'm looking forward to not only her speech, but whoever is going to induct her, which I believe might be Trish Stratus. If that's the case, this will be amazing.
It totally would be. Now we go backstage. It's tea time with Betty White and the New Age Outlaws.
Yes.
That's the wrong segment.
Yes, but I've heard a few things about you guys.
Oh, that we're tag team champions?
Right, right. Six-time tag team champions, but who's counting? Enough about us. Let's drink some of that lovely tea I was telling you about. It's my own special blend. You're going to love it. It's an orange pekoe with just a hint of chamomile. And you see, that's the secret, Miss White, is that hint of chamomile.
Hey, would you like to see?
Oh, right. Isn't that beautiful?
Pretty.
Oh.
Six times.
Okay.
Awesome. So, drink up.
Okay.
Here you go.
Oh, I like the lemon with my
tea. Oh, lemon. Did you get the lemons?
No, but I know where it's at.
I'll get them.
No. I'll get it.
I'm going to get it. Look.
Just let me get them. No, I'm going to get them. Okay, well, you get them. I got them. I wonder if you give them to
her. Well, here, give them to her. Oh. See what the big deal is. There you go. There's your lemon.
There's your lemon. This way.
Go.
Oh, good, because we got some business to attend to.
You do.
So what happened in this segment was the Outlaws spiked Betty White's tea with, I guess, eye drops or something.
Oh no, we found out what it was, but
yeah,
we'll save that for later.
So they spiked her tea, and then when she asked for lemon, she switched teas with Billy Gunn. I just love the fact that live on Monday Night Raw, we had tea time.
You know, they're classy dudes.
The Outlaws are indeed classy.
You know, I'm just going to say this up front. Betty White is what, 90-something years old?
92.
You don't trick someone that old. They've seen every trick in the book twice.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they have.
But yeah, this was a cute segment.
That was very good. The Outlaws were out for commentary, and Billy Gunn was sort of upset a little bit, kept coughing and stuff, as it was Ryback's old taking on the Usos. Solid match.
Very solid match. Although, well, Billy kept having problems through the match.
Yeah, Billy, Yeah, Billy, coughing and basically ended up running to the back because, well, stuff was coming out of him. And then as they were doing the next app video, he was running around looking for a bathroom. Poor Billy.
Basically, they spiked Betty White's tea with laxatives and, well, we all know how that went.
Yeah, that was... So, the Usos picked up the victory, solid match, as I mentioned before. Road Dogg was good, as commentary as always. That's pretty much it. Nothing more to really add to that one.
No, not really.
It is now time for the United States Championship Open Challenge. The United States champion, Dean Ambrose, in the ring with Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins. And his opponent, the returning Mark Henry. And when Henry got in the ring, Dean was like, oh crap.
Dude, it didn't even take Henry to come out to the or get in the ring. Dean was, oh crap, the second Henry's music hit.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. So yeah, they had a battle. Hell of a battle between the two, but Dean just didn't know how to figure it out. Figure out Mark Henry. The Shield would get involved saving Dean Ambrose's championship. Mark Henry got laid out by Roman Reigns on the outside. So the Shield start to leave, and, well, they sent the message to, well, anyone that they can even take out the world's strongest man. No comment?
It was an okay match for me. I mean, yeah, they had a great battle. I was kind of hoping it would be somebody different than Henry.
Like RVD.
Well, RVD would have been good, but I actually wanted to see one of the Shield members step up. I thought that would have been hilarious to see Roman versus Dean or Seth versus Dean.
This is true. That would have been.
You know, it's basically you have the segment where, you know, they're standing there in the ring and nobody's coming out, and Dean's like, see, I told you, no one wants to face me, no one wants to fight me, you know, everybody's too scared. Mm-hmm. And then you have Roman or Seth say, well, you know, I'm not scared, I'll face you.
Right.
Just to kind of build and tease that tension some more. And then...
But there were nice teases with, especially Roman's facial reactions to
don't get me wrong, Roman enjoyed the hell out of this match. He loved watching Dean get his butt kicked.
Oh yeah. So the Shield start to leave the arena as we are going to break, or so we thought, because
we're here.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the Wyatt family showed up in one of the most epic moments ever.
And to say that people were excited for this is kind of the understatement of the decade.
Mm-hmm. So you had the Wyatt family do their slow walk to the ring. You had the Shield in the crowd. And then it was like, the Shield on one side, the Wyatt's on the other. It's like, who's going to make that first move? So the first move was made by the Shield as they came back over the barricade and at ringside. The Wyatt walked a little closer to the ring. The Shield got up onto the ring. Bray looked around at his boys. Up on the ring we go. And then you just have this, you hear the crowd. The crowd was like intense for this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, seriously, the crowd wanted to see them fight. And then Roman Reigns put his head through the ropes and stepped into the ring. And the crowd.
And you could almost hear this audible gasp.
Right? The crowd gasped and erupted. I was like, here's a moment. We're about to see a moment. And then you turn to the Wyatts. Bray did a little talking to himself, talking to his boys. Dips his head in. Puts one foot in. And decides, not tonight. Looks at his boys. Tells them to back down. Hop down off the apron. Stare down at the Wyatts. Or the Shield, rather. And they just had an epic... epic stare down like no other. It was fantastic.
Oh, this was... You know, you're sitting here and I was watching this show, and Rock and I had a very long conversation about this the other night after the rack, and it was something of how do you keep building the Shield versus the Wyatts, and it's something of eventually they're going to have to get closer to each other. Eventually they're going to have to come face to face as far as them cutting promos, and we saw that tonight where the Wyatts cut the promo in the arena. You had the Shield get interviewed backstage. They were not addressing each other directly. Mm-hmm. And then you get the stare down where they're on opposite sides of the rings, and it's almost like, damn, I wish this was the go home, because this would have been perfect.
No words were really spoken.
Nothing was said. That's the thing. It's one of those great moments where you just have these two factions staring at each other. It's like, they're waiting for somebody to make a move, whether it's intended or not. They need that excuse to fight, and right now they don't have it, so they're just going to stare at each other and wait and see who blinks first.
And they're going to make people pay to see the fight.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what you want. Simply put, you pay to see these teams fight it out. Which is tremendous.
Yeah. This was so well done, and I'm really curious to see what they do for SmackDown, if they do anything, and what they do next week on the actual go-home.
Correct. We'll see what happens. Moving along, we had the Black History Month promo. And then we had a Six Divas Tag Team Showdown between Alicia Fox, Oksana, and AJ Lee taking on Brie Bella, Nikki Bella, and Cameron. Naomi was nowhere to be seen because of her eye injury. She may have surgery in the coming days, but that is up in the air at the moment. Solid matchup until Cameron got in the ring. It was a little cluster, but worked it out. Solid stuff between all the divas. AJ was awesome. Girl by DDT allowed Cameron to pick up the victory for her team. Nikki showed off her power. Yeah, not much more to say about that one.
This was a good match, but it had its moments. Cameron and Alicia don't seem to mix well together.
Nope.
Again, they kind of kept tripping over each other.
Yeah, again, the fucking Dactyl, slow down. So, slow down.
I think the best part of the match was AJ's face after they lost.
Yeah, that was tremendous. We now get set for our main event of the evening, or well, so we thought, because the man who was given the night off, well, really didn't have a night off.
1 week administrative leave.
See?
As director of operations, I fully accept the punishment handed down by the authority. I acted of my own volition last week, and I admit that it was ill-advised. The authority had nothing to do with it. In fact, I have been warned on...
Oh no! Daniel Bryan's here!
So a little ball of energy, Daniel Bryan came down to the ring, and they started to fight. They had a nice brawl. These two brawled around the ringside. Nice suicide dive to the outside by Daniel Bryan. The crowd was chanting yes, yes, yes. Knocked Kane over the guardrail, and Kane escaped through the crowd. Nice tease for an eventual matchup between these two former brawling buddies.
The team hell no feels. They just keep coming. By the way, whoever picks Kane's suits, thank you. Thank you so much. if there's nothing else that I love about Corporate Kane, it's the fact the man not only can wear a suit, but whoever dresses him, which I have a funny feeling I know who it is, has fantastic taste.
But yeah.
Favorite combo was tonight, in case you didn't figure that out.
Couldn't figure that one out. I thought this was a really good segment.
Oh, this was a great segment. I love how they're teasing this. I love how they're building this, where it's something of, this is kind of the feud that we wanted to see when Hell No split, and then Brian moved on to Orton, and Kane moved on to the Wyatts.
Because now there's a purpose.
Because now there's a purpose, and now there's a point to them fighting each other. And it's now all those issues that they had, they're all going to come to light. They're all going to come to the surface, and not even Dr. Shelby is going to be able to fix it.
All right. It's main event time. John Cena versus Randy Orton. By the way, hey, Jewish Canadian in the chat room.
Excuse me.
There you go, that's payback. Did I say it? Anyway, Randy Orton, John Cena, main event. Really good match.
Oh, it was a great match. Fantastic match.
Fantastic match. Pay-per-view quality?
I would say, yeah. I mean, it's Randy Orton and John Cena, and we say this every time they have a match, they put on a good show, and at this point, they're very familiar with each other. They know how to put on a good match without really doing a lot. And...
yeah, they do.
It's just something of... this is a great match, and, you know, I liked how they said this is the conclusion to kind of that rivalry, and the chamber will be the real conclusion between John Cena and Randy Orton, at least for right now.
Just for right now, they had nice counters, nice. Randy Orton was full on being healed, taking in the crowd, sucking him in the entire time. Really good stuff. I really enjoyed this match. And in the end, after a leg drop from the top and a second attitude adjustment, John Cena picked up the victory.
He pulled out the leg drop, y'all.
He did. Really good stuff. And that's how Monday Night Raw ended.
This was a really good show.
It was a sold out hot crowd in Los Angeles, number one. The guys had really, full on intensity tonight.
They did. I mean, you can always tell when they hit, when they know there's a good crowd and when they're in a major city. You can always tell those two facts because they seem to turn it up when those two things happen. Plus, Betty White was backstage.
So you mean they were performing for Betty?
They were performing for Betty. Well, it's something of, you're performing for everything that Betty is representing. So Lifetime, TV Land, all that stuff. You have more than just your usual audience watching. So it's something of, you want to turn it up to try and bring those fans over to your product if you can.
Mm-hmm.
And also, too, it's something of, they probably felt the energy from the crowd and were like, hey, let's have a really great show.
It's Los Angeles, so they stepped up their game.
Plus, it doesn't help that they did a nice job, you know, planning this out and laying it out so it flowed properly.
Had a really nice flow to it. We didn't get a lot of matches, but the matches we got, they were hard-hitting, and they were long. It was really good. So, that's Monday Night Raw in our nutshell, isn't it?
It is.
Which means we're done. You can check out The Rack Thursday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, Lindsay.
We do. Tune in as we talk all about this week's exciting Impact and what happened on that. We've got news. We've got notes. We'll have discussions. not this week, but next week, we will be talking all about the Elimination Chamber and previewing it for everybody, so you're definitely going to want to tune in for that. And just, you know, tune in for the show in general, because, well, we have fun. You know?
Yes, yes, we do. Go to rockradioshow.com. Saturday Night Midnight Edition, CB Radio, is the Weird, the Wacky, and the Unusual. If you're not following me on Twitter, at Wild Talk Radio, or Ace, Mr. Chris Loesch, or Rob, at CB Radio GOE on Twitter, you miss a lot of the backstage fun that sometimes, you know, hits the airwaves when a certain part-time player shows up. Just pointing that one out.
Ooh.
It's part-time. Because, you know, can't come on the air 2 weeks in a row. Makes it part-time. The name is so
you mean he's not going to be snowed in?
No, he's... No, no, no. We're still waiting for Ace to make a snowman. If you can make a snowman in Georgia, you can definitely make one in Boston.
Do you want to build a snowman? There's a song for that.
We want to have to teach it to him on Saturday Night Midnight-ish for CB Radio. Sunday night is WTR Sunday Night with Tim Stein, Mason Omega. They'll cover a week in pro wrestling at 10 p.m. Eastern. Yes, Tim Stein is back on the show. He's the host. Strange to say that, but he's back on the air.
Yay! Welcome back, Tim.
We'll be back next Monday for this general Raw Post Show at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. You can follow us on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Lindsay.
You can follow me on Twitter at Linz Ward, LINSWRD. You can go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. Check that out. On my website, under the Contact Us section, is a link to my Redbubble store. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to buy my artwork, it is available for sale on Redbubble.com. Just click the link, it'll take you right to the store. Where you can buy t-shirts, prints, stickers, you name it, it's there. Well, most of it. So anyway, check that out, Redbubble.com and PsychWordDesigns.com. If you just want to look at my artwork, you can go to Behance.net/LinzWard, same as the Twitter, and check it out, view it. All my artwork is up there for your viewing pleasure. Also, please check out The Rack. Thursday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Visit RackRadioShow.com. And also listen to all the other fine programming on this network, because we all work very hard. And, well, we all do this for fun. So please, check it out. Enjoy. We very much appreciate it if you would.
Thanks to PW Mania and MemLandPromo.com. Thanks to Lindsay Ward. I'm Sir Rock, and we'll see you next Monday night right here for the Raw Post Show. Because it's 2 weeks till Taker. And we'll see you Thursday night for the Rack and all week long along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network right here on WildTalkRadio.com. It's the franchise where I'm shining now. You can't see me, my time is now. Your time is up, my time is now. You can't see me, my time is now. It's the franchise where I'm shining now. You can't see me, my time is now.
WildTalkRadio.com